It's a very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We're coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, March the 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. And tonight we are talking to aspiring female presidential candidates who intend to contest in the presidential election expected this year. Is Zimbabwe ready for a female president? But first, let's briefly look at what happened in Zimbabwe today. U.S. top diplomat Robert Scott met with Foreign Affairs Minister Frederick Chava in Harare, where he urged Zimbabwe to hold free and fair elections, urging government to scrap the private voluntary organizations bill. He later addressed the media. Yes, and we'll play that later. And all right, we'll go back to Robert Scott, the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary.
I appreciate Minister Chava arranging for my delegation to meet with a delegation from various ministries, including the Minister of Justice, members from the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Defense. We talked through important topics, including the AFDB-led reform program. We spoke about the upcoming elections, all agreed for the need for nonviolence, for leaders to continue to call for clear, transparent elections. We spoke about the PVO bill, some of the concerns that we expressed on that. We also spoke about ongoing collaboration that we have on HIV programs, $200 million that we are spending here to ensure that Zimbabweans have access to drugs, to ARVs. And finally, we spoke about a very positive demining program that we are continuing to fund here. Just found out today that we're down to the last 18 square kilometers of mines, and that by 2025, Zimbabwe will be declared mine-free. And that is something that we in the United States are incredibly proud of, having partnered with Zimbabwe. So again, thank you. That's all I'll say. Thank you.
That was Robert Scott, U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of African Affairs of the U.S. Department of State. And leader of a visiting Russia delegation, Vyacheslav Yarin, whose government says it is interested in investing in Zimbabwe's economy, met with Zimbabwean government officials today. Let's hear what he had to say.
На сегодняшний день Зимбабве входит в двадцатку африканских государств, которые в Свердловской области осуществляют внешние торговые связи.
Today, Zimbabwe is among the top 20 African countries with which the Свердловск region has foreign trade relations.
Уверен, что сегодняшний форум послужит полезной площадкой для развития нашего сотрудничества. Для начала мне бы хотелось несколько слов сказать о нашем регионе.
I am sure that today's forum will be a useful platform for the development of our cooperation. And to begin with, I would like to say a few words about our region.
Свердловская область – крупный промышленный регион России, расположенный в центральной части России, на границе Европы и Азии, на пересечении крупных железнодорожных, автомобильных и воздушных сообщений.
The Sverdlovsk region is a major industrial region in Russia, located in the central part of Russia on the border of Europe and Asia, at the intersection of major railway, road and air routes.
Здесь работает почти 13 тысяч промышленных предприятий, традиционно сильные отрасли, машиностроение, горнодобывающая металлургия.
There are almost 13,000 industrial enterprises operating here. Traditionally strong industries are mining, metallurgy, and machine building.
That was Vyacheslav Yarin, leader of a Russia delegation which is visiting Zimbabwe. In the meeting, Zimbabwe's Ministry of Industry and Commerce explained the country's position.
The visit of the delegation from the Svetlovsk region of the Russian Federation is quite exciting for me and my ministry, as I have visited this region twice. first during INOCOM in 2020, and secondly in 2021. These two editions of this premier event were indeed an eye-opener for me and my delegation. I'm happy that we are meeting again, this time in Zimbabwe, as we seek to boost both political and economic cooperation between Zimbabwe and the Swedlovic region, which is arguably the largest in the Russian Federation in terms of land mass, population, and economic activity. Let me also extend my deepest and warm welcome to Honorable Yarin Yashi and your entire delegation.
Yabuge, lapuge besili, chasiselake ngamafitshane okwenzakala eZimbabwe. Sizwe isiphathamandla sikahulumende weRussia, umnumzana Vyacheslav Yarin, exoxa lesiphathamandla sikahulumende weZimbabwe eHarare lamhla. Sibonile njalo ukuthi leRussia lithi lifuna ukuzotshala imali elizweni. Lesiphathamandla sikahulumende weMelika, umnumzana Robert Scott, laye wethekelele ilizwe ugcizelele ukuthi kube lokhetho olukhululekileyo njalo wesule imithetho abaningi abathi yangcindezela. Yebo ke, sesibuyela ke kudaba lwethu olumqoka esiluhluzayo namhlanje. Umbuzo othi, kambe eZimbabwe lingabuswa ngowesifazana na? Sixoxa labesifazana abathi bancintisa kwizikhundla zokudinga umongameli welizwe kukhetho olukhangelelwe ukuqhutshwa lonyaka. Sikhangele njalo ukuxoxa lo nkosazana Tekla Imbayaro okhokhela ibandla leZimbabwe People's Movement, lanyelo nkosazana Elizabeth Valerie ohola ele United Zimbabwe Alliance. Abanye ke bazasixhasa njengokuba siqhubeka, kodwa silaye njalo omunye esizaliyethulela yena ukuthi ungubani. Yes, and back to our main topic tonight, we are talking to aspiring female presidential candidates who intend to contest in the presidential election expected this year. We are now joined by Tekla Imbayaro, the leader of the Zimbabwe People's Movement. We'll start with her. Yes, welcome to the show, Ms. Imbayaro. May you first introduce yourself, your party, and what you intend to do this year concerning the elections.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening, citizens of the world. Thank you so much for giving us, Zimbabwe People's Movement, this platform to let you know that we'll be contesting in the 2023 elections, and we are excited because we know Mushamukadzi, she can lead.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so you intend to contest in the presidential elections. What is your party promising the electorate?
We are saying we need economic independence. We got our political independence, but we haven't got economic independence. Just like during the colonial times, the wealth of the country was only in the hands of few people. As we see it today, it's in the hands of the ZANU-PF leadership only, and the rest of Zimbabweans are wailing in poverty. And as a woman, I know how it feels for women to be struggling and having to make sure there's food on the table. So we are saying economic independence to every Zimbabwean. It's our right as a nation, because our country is filled with precious minerals, natural resources that we are supposed to be sharing as a nation. But what we witness every day are trucks leaving the country. And what do we have as a nation? Nothing. We are left with nothing. And it hurts as a mother to know that you don't have food, but your country is super rich. So in that PM, we are saying, Ukhumi kuvanhu. Vanu, Gavarene, Ukhumi. It's really like how we say will make sure that we add value to our resources in the country. They will be processed within the country. Whatever surplus we have, we'll export, but we ensure that all resources, or maybe 90%, 80%, depending, then we process here so that our children have jobs. They are learning, they have gone to universities, they have done geology, mining, and so forth. And what are they benefiting? Nothing. We have granite, simple minerals like granite, and we see every single day being shipped out of the country, and we are left with holes. That's a good one. You can watch about one in Mgumbairoro, and well, probably very normal. Is that what we want as Zimbabweans? No. We are better than this. We deserve better.
Yes, if I can just come in there. You mentioned the issue of women. What do you think are your chances to win this election if you get through the nomination court, seeing that you'll be contesting against men and the so-called bigger parties?
When someone was breaking this.
Yes, so what do you think are your chances of winning the election if you pass through the nomination court and indeed contest as a presidential candidate, seeing that you are contesting against the so-called bigger parties? You'll be against President Mnangagwa himself and most likely CCC leader Nelson Chamisa. What are your chances?
Our chances are very high. The reason being that everybody knows that ZANU-PF has failed totally, and there's nothing else they can offer, there's nothing else they can lie. These are empty promises. Everybody, when we move around, people are telling us that we are tired of this. This is our country, and our resources are being looted before our eyes. There's no remorse at all. So we are saying we have higher chances. And when we look at Triple T, it's a party that was formed after us. We were acknowledged by ZEC in September 2021. So they came after us, and we have the majority, and we are excited, and everybody knows Amai, Kanavari, Kochino, Famba, vanoziva kuti vana vanorwara vanoda mari dzekuenda kuchipatara, vanoziva kuti chikapu chinodiwa. They need food on the table. So we are excited, and we have a very high chance to win the election.
Thank you very much there. Yes, whilst we wait for another presidential candidate, Elizabeth Valerio of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, that includes her, we'll now go to Lucia Mativenga. She's the leader of the People's Democratic Party, the PDP. Yes, they haven't yet chosen their candidate yet. Last time we saw them fielding a female candidate, former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Yes, what can you say, Ms. Mativenga, about the chances of a female candidate winning the elections or receiving respect from the masses?
I can say thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yes.
And I want to take this opportunity to just urge the women to go for it. We need more women candidates. We need to break the glass ceiling. We need to start just presenting ourselves as credible alternative leaders. So go for it, ladies. The sky is not the limit. You can go beyond. So we at PDP, we are very clear that the future is feminine. We are very clear that there is no limit to what a person can do. It's up to them to launch themselves and campaign effectively, and well, good luck. But I want to quickly say that as the PDP, we will support a candidate that is clearly spelling out how people are going to narrow the gap between the have and the have not. The gap is becoming wider by the day.
Yes, going back to women, yes, if I could just interrupt there, going back to women, what challenges did you face when you fielded a female candidate? Was there any issues that were, you know, gender related, or they just faced challenges like everyone else?
I think generally we just faced challenges because we didn't run a specifically female campaign as it were. Our membership comprises men, women, girls and boys. So we didn't really face problems in particular because the candidate was female, no? Because she was actually chosen by top leadership that actually had more men than me.
Yes, but we remember earlier on you were leading a campaign with other political leaders like Priscilla Msayera and Mushonga, that you were encouraging women and other people to vote for women, that if ever there's a female candidate, they should vote for them, whichever party. Do you still stand by that perspective, or it has changed?
What I am stating right now is that we need to look at the policies of each candidate, because it's overdue now. The time is just running out. We need people who are going to address the inequalities. We need to look at the candidate with manifesto that clearly spells out social security policies that they are going to implement, because the gap between the has and the has-not is getting way, way out of hand, and it needs to be narrowed as much as possible. And we in the PDP strongly believe that if a government is collecting taxes, it is its responsibility to look after the vulnerable, the less privileged, the elderly, the people living with disabilities or differently abled people. Because it's not a crime to be born poor.
Thank you so much for your perspective. We are now joined by Elizabeth Valerio of United Zimbabwe Alliance. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, if you can briefly introduce yourself and tell us how far you have gone with your campaigns so far.
Great. So the United Zimbabwe Alliance was formed in 2021, May 29th, 2021. It actually was formed after a group of people came together. We were all very concerned about different issues in our society. I'm a conservationist, so my primary concern at the time was the exploitation of our wildlife spaces, the environmental impact of coal mining, particularly in safari areas. I live in Hwange, very close to Hwange National Park, and at the time I had spent some time essentially appealing for governments to understand the importance and the significance of protecting wildlife spaces. But in 2021, in May, we came together as a group of about 30 individuals, all of us with different concerns. Some people were worried about, you know, education, others concerned about the fact that our economy is just in crisis within Zimbabwe. We've got individuals right now who are leaving our country searching for opportunities elsewhere. But we sat around and realized that, the only solution we could come up with that was viable for changing and resolving these issues was to form a new government for Zimbabwe. So we formed a political party. I was appointed president of the United Zimbabwe Alliance, or UZA. We, since 2021, have been actively campaigning across Zimbabwe. We have been to all 202, we've been to all provinces, first of all, and all constituencies across the country. I personally have been on the ground in mostly rural areas. We have leadership now throughout the country. We are spreading the message that Zimbabweans have an opportunity in 2023 to change this government, to choose a future that is very different from what we are seeing in Zimbabwe today.
Thank you
and,
so much.
So,
yes, we'll be coming back to you. Yes, just stay put. Thank you, ladies, for joining us tonight. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see. We seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking to aspiring female presidential candidates who say they intend to contest in elections expected this year. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Yes, we just ngula baba sanduku sixhoba ke simzwile ke unkosazana ke usimzwile unkosazana Elizabeth Valerio esitshela ngebandla lakhe lokuthi bakhankasa njani lokuthi kuyini okwabafuqa ukuthi bekhankase kanjalo yenothi kumele ukuthi uhulumende lo ajintshwe ke sibonile ukuthi yena ke ukhokhela ke ibandla le United Zimbabwe Alliance njalo ke simzwile ke lo unkosazana Tekla Imbayaba laye owebandla lakhe ele Zimbabwe People's Movement ke esixoxela layo ukuthi ukhankasa njani njalo kuyini afuna ukukwenza. Now, coming back to you, Ms. Imbayaro, can you explain to us in Shona what exactly you want to achieve if you become the Zimbabwe's president? Yes, thank you so much, Slim Zwile. Lapho ke unkosazana Tekla Imbayaro le chasisa ngokuthi yena engancintisa njalo anqobe kukhetho lokudinga umongameli kuzaba nobubelo lapho lo mahluko ezibhedlela lezinye indawo lapho abantu abathwele amagabha avuzayo ngoba sithi uhulumende ngabethulele imfanelo zabo. Yes, we now go back again to Ms. Elizabeth Valerio of United Zimbabwe Alliance. Yes, Ms. Valerio, can you tell us if you have faced any challenges in your campaign so far and what you think are your chances of winning against President Mnangagwa and the CC's Chamisa?
Thank you. So challenges are many when you're running for president or when you are looking to build a new government. You know, it's not an easy path, and we are on a very short sort of time frame to be able to achieve what we are looking to do this election cycle. So we did have an opportunity in March to participate in the by-elections, and we participated on a small scale so we would get an understanding of what is involved. And, of course, you know, in Zimbabwe, it's a very uneven playing field in terms of politics. You know, we've got, you know, obstruction sometimes when we are looking at engaging with the citizens. You know, teaming up our ground, and then you end up being told, you know, you can't, you are not able to for a number of reasons. And so we are working very diligently to go through the protocols and procedures, getting the police clearances, which takes time. We also, of course, you know, Zimbabwe is a big country, and so trying to reach every citizen and get the message out, because, you know, and we are trying our best to make sure we engage citizens really face-to-face.
Yes, and when you finally find the people, what are the key elements of your manifesto which you tell the people?
So we are in the process right now of just finalizing our manifesto. It's all based on citizens' engagement. We've been asking the citizens, what is it that you want? What is the future that you'd like to have in Zimbabwe? And so, you know, we are really defining it based on the responses we've received. People want to have a good life. They want to know that they can count on quality health care, that they can have a decent standard of living. You know, Zimbabwe, it's not normal. It's not what people should be experiencing. And people have come to accept it and just saying, but it's not okay.
And yes, so, and sorry, I also interrupted you before you could say, what are your chances of winning against the so-called bigger parties and against men? Because some people say women, they cannot be led by women. Have you ever met such kind of sentiments?
I've seen that many times, and especially now we are starting to extend our presence on social media. And, of course, I'm monitoring you. You know, what is a woman doing trying to contest in this political arena? But we have, you know, I really wish people would stop focusing on the fact that we are women and focus on what our abilities are and what we can do to change this country.
Yes,
because
that's
the men have had an opportunity, and they've been ruling this country for so many years. They've been leading, but we are not going anywhere. So the response has been mixed. Women are very excited. They are optimistic. I think I really have so much hope and faith in the women of Zimbabwe. Yes, we've got a long trajectory, but within the next few months, we're looking at closing that gap, and I'm very confident that
yes,
we will
thank
be able
you so
to
much,
win this
yeah.
election.
Sorry to cut you short there. Time is not our side. Yes, Ms. Matibenga, if you can give any advice to the female candidates, usule 30 seconds. Ngikhuluma nje ngolimi lesiNdebele.
Ngingakucebisa abanye bami laba besifazane abangena kukhetho ukuthi kumele baqaqe kumapholisi zabo. And udaba lokhe abantu bethu ta abunzima kunje akukho lokho akukho lokho kungena ukuveza ukuthi njengoba kungena imithi ezibhedlela thina sizakwenza kanje ukuthi imithi ibe khona. Ezikoleni kulo challenge enje kumele bachathe kakhulu kwipholisi. I think you complain hi abanye sesaba khona
yebo ke ngiyaxolisa ukuthi
23
ngiyaxolisa ukuthi sasiza kuma khona pho ke umlomo yebo ke. I would like to say thank you to our guest lamhlanje sikhulumela ku Tekla Imbayaro sakhuluma lo Miss Elizabeth Valerio kanye lo nkosikazi Lucia Matibenga. Oliver Lelisayo yimi usithandekile emhlanga ngisithi ngikhumbule ukuthi sileyinye i-live talk kusasa.